Hello, friends, and welcome. The sermon tonight is entitled Frightened of the Future. Because the vast majority of folks out there are not only frightened of the future, they're terrified of it. They just know something bad is gonna happen. And surprise, surprise, the conspiracy is right there making money off their insecurity. They sell us insurance. And every single one of us lines right up to buy it. We have to. It's the law. We buy car insurance, health insurance, unemployment insurance, disability insurance, Social Security, retirement insurance. Oh, the conspiracy makes billions off it. Never mind you that the conspiracy is most often responsible for destroying our health, firing us from our jobs, or injuring us at work. In effect, we pay the same bastards who hurt us to give us some of our money back when we're hurt. It doesn't stop them, but it gives us a kickback whenever they kick. They offer hundreds of other types of insurance too. Everything from life insurance to property insurance to you name it. Almost every conceivable problem is insurable, except one. One event that the conspiracy won't and cannot cover. That, my friends, is X Day. And it's coming July 5th, 1998. You see, the conspiracy can't offer protection from an event that destroys everything, including them. They can make millions selling it, even billions, because for all the money they'd acquire, they wouldn't have to pay out a single claim. How could they? They'd all be dead. Yet despite these incredible profits, they won't touch X Day with a 10-foot pole. Why? Because to even acknowledge the possibility of X Day would be to admit that our savior, Bob Dobbs, exists and that their god, the conspiracy, is doomed to extinction. Kind of funny, ain't it? There's companies that actually insured Angie Dickinson's legs for $1 million, and yet they won't even consider X-Day insurance, despite the fact they say it can never happen. Seems kind of inconsistent for a business whose business is business. But then again, just because the normals are idiots doesn't mean they're stupid. They know which side of their bread their butter is on. There is only one way to get X-Day insurance, and that is through J.R. Bob Dobbs of the Church of the Subgenius. Bob Dobbs, a salesman who could sell anything, especially X-Day insurance. It's an insurance so powerful that even the people who don't want it must have it, just in case. Bob makes more money from X-Day insurance than any other product, and for good reason, because it's such a good deal. Just think about it. A one-time premium, 30 lousy bucks, and Bob guarantees you won't be exterminated by the X's. What a concept! Compare that to conspiracy brands of insurance. With them, you pay more for less, and you have to keep on paying every single year. And the only way you collect is if you get victimized. Pinks! Pinks pay billions for Medicare, but don't get anything unless they get sick. Unemployment? You gotta get fired first. Social Security? You gotta get old and infirm. Life insurance? You gotta croak or it's worthless. Talk about a racket! And yet with Bob, you pay practically nothing, and that's it. No more premiums, no more hassles. You get protection from the X's before X Day, during X Day, and after X Day. It's the exact opposite of conspiracy insurance. You're not paid when something bad happens to you, because nothing bad is allowed to happen to you. That's the whole idea, to avoid all the pain and suffering in the first place. And on top of all that, you get slack thrown in at no additional charge. Hell, that's worth the $30 alone. It's worth millions if you use it right. Yes, my friends, it's the best damn deal there ever was. It's so good, even Bob's enemies take advantage of it. Reverend Tilton, Jimmy Swagger, Jim Baker, we can't say which ones have paid their $30 and which ones haven't because that's confidential. It's between them and Bob. But if just one of them buys insurance on the sly for X Day, then shouldn't you? Think hard before you answer. Because July 98 is just around the corner, my friends. And remember, the price of salvation only goes up the closer we get to the end times. By the time those saucers start attacking, that $30 ticket could cost you hundreds of millions. And that's assuming there's any left to sell. If there is, it won't be cheap. It'll be auctioned off to the highest bidder. And you could forget about using that credit card. No can do. Cash, diamonds, gold, platinum, that'll all be worthless. Only bales of Havifrop Zippulops will have any value then. Now ask yourself this. Can you afford not to buy X-Day insurance while the rates are next to nothing? What the hell are you waiting for? Stop wasting your time and money on those conspiracy panning waste plans and get yourself the only insurance that matters, the only assurance that matters, Bob's assurance that he will save your life, that he will save your soul, that he will save your money and give you slack. House insurance, car insurance, even life insurance don't mean squat when everything and everyone you know has been vaporized. Only one thing matters then. You and J.R. Bob Dobbs. Close your eyes and make a deal with him right now. Go ahead. He can hear you. Send him his $30 and get it over with so that you can live like you've never lived before. Because with Bob, you get something more for your money. You get peace of mind. Because unlike those normals who are out bumbling about and don't know their fate, you will. And you will never again be frightened of the future. Herein is the word of Bob. Praise Bob. Amen.